Rob Parr,
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 518. Welcome to the show. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. And home_made_man is a good place to reach me online. Joining me, Anna Hummel, last second, showed up on time.
Oh, yes. Wouldn't miss it for the world, Will. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Yeah, good.
You're doing good? Okay. I know that we probably have a lot to catch up on. Probably nothing that we could talk about on the internet, but we're going to make the best of this time that we have. I know that you have a obligation here, so you got to be out at a certain time. So we're just gonna relish in this time.
Okay. I think we may have a little more time than expected. Some plans changed, so it's not an uh-oh. It's just, I'm a little sore, so I'm going to take the day off.
Yeah, me too. I'm sore from sitting, though. You're actually moving around.
Yes, I was getting choked out. People were trying to break my arms yesterday. So yeah, maybe I have a more of an excuse than you do.
Yikes. Yeah, that's no good. The chair's not working out from last week. I think I have to invest in the very expensive chair.
Yeah, I think you should, especially since you're sitting in it, 40 hours a day. So
sitting in it for many hours a day, like 10 to 12 hours a day, and then laying in bed for another 6 hours on top of that. So I'm getting out there. I'm doing a little walking. I got a lot of walking this weekend.
Let me ask you this. It's probably a hard no, but I can still pitch the idea. Have you heard of this, thing called a treadmill? And I'm not saying that in a condescending way. You know what I'm talking about. Not like a running treadmill, like a stand-up desk walking slowly thing. I've seen that. That seemed to be pretty popular during the pandemic days, where people were trying to get a little bit more movement and not just, sitting on their booty all day.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely looking into it. I'm really considering investing a large portion of my money into some sort of home office with a standing desk and perhaps one of those treadmill deals. And I'm considering, because really, when you get down to brass tacks here, you're spending a lot of time in these. You might as well be, number one, comfortable, and maybe uncomfortable too. Get something done while you're doing nothing, just sitting in a chair all day. You could actually be doing some sort of physical exercise while you're doing both. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Now I know you are on the phone all day, so you don't want to sound winded while you're talking to people.
Yeah, it's true.
But I feel like maybe if you're going 0.00001 miles per hour, you might be able to pull it off.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like
standing. If you're just standing, that would be better than sitting.
Would be better than sitting. Yeah. Even that would be good. The desk that's up here is like 800 pounds. It is solid. It's a solid piece.
Yeah, you'd probably need another desk or one that allows you to like latch up.
Yeah, well, you can't get things that you sit on top and then you can stand or sit type of thing. Mm. I saw this one. I don't know how much they are. I think they're pretty expensive, I think. And they like automatically go up and down electronically. So those are the ones I'm kind of looking at now. My girl just got one from Amazon.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to have to set that up. Yeah, that's going to be my responsibility to lug up the stairs and then get the other desk down the stairs. But, that's what love is, right?
It is, yes.
At the end of the day. It was a star-studded week, literally, in some sense, because the eclipse. Did you see the eclipse?
I was told about you and your girls, the posts you were making during the eclipse. Looks like you got the glasses and you were all in on Eclipse Gate 2024.
We did get the cheap. I don't know how much I didn't, but I know that they were. Somebody bought them, and it wasn't me. I can tell you that much. Here's a photo of us here. I'll show you. Put it up here on the screen. By the way, Radio St. Pete on Sundays, 6:15. If you're in a 4 mile radius, you can catch us on the FM. And you can all Sundays on podcasts there at hmbradio.com. How do I share this? Okay, now I've lost StreamYard. There we go. There we go. And obviously Wednesday, 6 p.m. You can join us on willsyoutube.com. Share screen. Boom. And we're going to go to this one. Bam. Here we are. That's us.
Whoa, frig, yeah.
And we got the whole deal there. The glasses were so dark that you could not see anything, including the eclipse.
I think I tried them on hours before, and they were pretty pretty blacked out, pretty opaque.
I've thought, like, am I just not seeing? Am I not looking in the right place here? But no, you just could not see the eclipse through these glasses. They're fake.
Oh, well, better that than seeing too much and then getting permanent retina damage. So
I did. I was like, you know what? I'm looking at this mug. I don't care. I'm going to try it just for 1 second. Just like do this and then look back just so I can get a quick glance.
Yeah. But
it was so bright that you couldn't see. You couldn't make out the moon over this.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of watched it outside with the clouds. I convinced myself that it was getting darker, although I'm not completely convinced because it was cloudy.
Yeah,
but
I think it did. I think it really did. It felt like it got a few degrees cooler. Maybe it's just psychosomatic, you know? I mean, Florida didn't have a great view of it. It was like 60% or 50%.
55, yeah.
Which is a lot, you know? But it was just kind of a cool experience. I think in 2045, there's going to be one that goes right over Orlando and Tallahassee.
Yes.
And
Tampa too. It looked like that was in the line. That's going to be in 21 years. So we'll be. Do you even want to do the math on that one?
I'll be 61.
I hope I'm dead. But if I am alive, I'll be 57.
21 years from now, yeah.
Right.
I'll be 60.
That's not that old.
Wait, how does that work though? 2000, it's 2044, 45.
It said it was in 21 years. That's what I read. So whatever year that is, which it would be a 45, right?
Right. I think that's right. I think.
And I'll be 57.
Ooh. Oh boy.
You'll be like 60, bro.
Yeah, 60. 60 years old. Spry young man at 60. By the way, you can call this program 813-693-2124. I see Joe's in the chat talking to himself right now, which is fantastic. I love that. And he did leave this message last week, and I wanted to play it since he took the time to leave the message.
Hey, this message is for Will and Anna Hummel. This is Joe the Supermark. Super excited, loving every second of the show, hanging on every single word. I put a lot of questions in the chat. Hopefully I have some time to answer one or two of them. That'd be fantastic. God bless.
There we go. He put a lot of questions in there, and I'm trying to see if he put any. The only one I can remember from last week is, do I fart? Do I lift my leg to the left or to the right?
And oh, I'm more right. Cause you were talking about how Dr. Dan has a flatulence problem.
Right.
Which makes me laugh every time.
It is pretty good.
He did it the other day, and I always kind of glance in his direction. He glances back, throws me a smile, and we just carry on. You know, it's kind of like it's his thing that I happen to hear, but thankfully don't smell.
Oh,
but
that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as you can't smell them, they're not, you know.
They're just funny. They're just little trumpet noises. And he tries to be slick with it. I can always see him like adjusting himself, and then it's like, and then I'll just be like, I do the same thing. I just kind of look over. Like nod, and he looks at me, nods back, and I'm just like, all right.
that was fun. It is fun. I gotta tell you though, you didn't participate in the solar eclipse at all?
I mean, I was outside. I didn't have the glasses. I was gonna go to this one 7-Eleven. I was told they were all sold out, so I just kind of gave up.
Did you see? And this kind of goes into two things, like dumb politicians. Number one, which are some of my favorite people to make fun of. But also I'm scared because they rule the world. These dummies who... let me just... Sheila Jackson Lee. I don't know if you know who that is.
Was she calling for reparations or something?
She was at some point.
She told
school kids that the planet the moon is a planet and it's made of gas. Now, I heard some people saying, oh, you're making a big deal out of this. She obviously misspoke. Yeah, I don't buy it. I think she is handicapped. I think she might literally be mentally handicapped. Here's the video here. Have you seen this yet?
I haven't.
Okay, good. I'm glad we're going to watch this live here.
And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat that is almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable. And you will see in a moment, or not a moment, you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon.
I oddly want to give her the benefit of the doubt here.
You want to defend her?
I don't want to defend her. I want to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. I've heard this, that people are making too big of a deal out of it. She obviously meant the sun is made up of gas.
Did she say made up of gas? Or that it's uninhabitable because of the gases like present on the moon?
No, she said, wait, why did I disappear here? My camera's gone. Can you see me?
Yeah, you are frozen.
Oh.
I am not frozen.
Okay.
Well, you can just look terrified. I'm going to take a picture.
It's just showing up as a blank screen on my end. What the frick's the deal?
This is all I have.
Oh, no. It's just a black screen on my end. I can see you. Well, as long as you can see me, that's okay. Or, I mean, hear me. I guess that's the important part here.
I sent you a text message of all that I see. And it's great.
Great. Something else is broken. Okay, please defend her, because she did say that the moon... I can play it again if you want.
Yeah. Play it again.
Okay. All right. I got to bring it up here. Hold on. Bringing it back. Share this tab instead. My own producer here, folks. I'm going to add it to the stage. And then what we're going to do is we're going to push play. And this is Sheila Jackson Lee. I don't know what her job is now, but she is in... I think she's in Congress still, I think.
And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat that is almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable. And you will see in a moment, or not a moment, you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon.
I mean, do you still want to defend?
Again, initially she said the full moon is made up mostly of gases.
That's not true.
No. I understand. It's not a gaseous planet.
Okay,
not
good.
Suggesting that.
You're scaring me.
Like, what does she mean by full moon? Like, the moon that you see? Is she trying to say that the gases from, like, the sun reflecting that? You know what I mean? I don't think she knows what she's talking about, clearly. I don't know what point she's trying to make. I don't know if she was trying to say that it's the gases make it less... more manageable. She said something along those lines. I don't know.
I think she's handicapped. She said one time, and I tried to find the clip, that somebody called her an idiot at some point. And she was giving some sort of testimony somewhere. I don't know if it was like a news interview or she was in Congress. And she was like, I have never done or said anything that could be called idiot. She didn't even say idiotic. She said idiot, which in itself is idiotic.
Ironic and idiotic, yeah.
But how does this person, human being, with her IQ, I'm thinking this is we're talking like sub 80 right now. I think we're teetering on, I would love it if I could get her. Like, I wish I had money like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what I would do with it. I would go, hi, Sheila. This is I'm probably not going to get her on the phone, but I would call her on, get one of her aides. And I would say, hi, my name's Will. I'm very wealthy independently. And I would really like to donate the max amount, maybe even then some, if you know what I mean, catch my drift, maybe on the back end, to Representative Jackson Lee, because I just believe in her message. And then he would be like, oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Thank you. Thank you so much. How can we arrange this? And I go, well, I just need her to show up at the local middle school. I'm just going to have her take an IQ test and film it for my podcast. Okay. And then I will donate whatever you want. And maybe we could, like I said, maybe do some on the backside. And I just want to know what her IQ test reads out. And that's what I would, do.
Do you think that you should have a certain IQ in order to be qualifiable?
Good question.
To be a government representative on any level, anything from city council to governor to president, do you think that there should be a threshold of IQ? And if so, what do you think it should be?
Great question. That's a fair question too, because just because you're, you know, smart doesn't mean that you're going to be good at ruling, right? You can be dumb and be a good ruler.
And you can be smart and be evil, you know, and do a lot of damage because you are conniving, cunning, whatever the case. You can use your smarts for evil. You can also be a dumb idiot and have good intentions and have grit and good connections and charismatic and connect with the people, you know. So it's weird because I do think about that a lot. I'm like, does being smart equate to being successful? Do you find that the most successful people are typically the smartest? Well, I guess you'd have to define success, right? You have to start there. But if we're thinking about it in like the conventional way where, you know, white collar jobs or good businessmen or people like that are tech gurus or like a Mark Zuckerberg or Bezos, where people are like, oh, they're geniuses. I think you probably have to be like on the upper end of, you probably have to be like a little gifted. I don't think you have to be a genius, but I also don't think it's required for you to be super bright either, to be a good leader and to be an effective and a successful person.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
However, I don't know. I feel like the threshold is that you should know that the moon is not made of gas. Like that should be the threshold. You should know that the sun is hot and it's made of gas, and you should know that the moon is a satellite that orbits the Earth. So that should be the cutoff. That's as smart as you need to be in any sort of position of power. But how did she, as a dumb person, make her way? Like, what in the system allowed her to manipulate that and get herself into a position of being a Congress lady?
I mean, do you want me to answer the obvious?
Sure. I guess so. Is it obvious?
Yeah.
What? Oh, no. Are we going to get kicked off YouTube?
I'll just say three letters. DEI.
Yeah, but you know what?
I think that answer is...
You know what? That's fair, because there is a lot of that going on. But she's been around a long time. She's been around pre-DEI. I think she's been in Congress. Let me look her up. This is going to take me some time here, but I think she's been around a long time. And she's not the lady with the cowboy hats. I get her and the lady with the sparkly cowboy hats mixed up. Do you know
Beyonce?
What?
Beyonce?
Huh?
Beyonce?
No. It's another politician. And hold on a second here. Okay, so she's 74 years old.
She's 74?
She's okay, 74.
She looks pretty good for 74.
She does.
Maybe back then the moon was made out of gas, Will, okay?
Maybe. Okay, so she has been hanging around for Texas's 18th congressional district since 1995. She's a member of the Democratic Party, has served at large for the Houston. So she's been in politics for a long time, started in the city council. Where I still just don't understand how this happens. I don't understand how she managed to, did she graduate anywhere? What's her background? Did she go to school, early life in Texas?
She an attorney?
Probably most of them are.
Well, good at personal details. Did she go to Yale? Does that say Yale?
Education, Yale University. Yeah.
I hear that's a pretty strong school.
I heard Yale's good. I heard Yale's hard to get into, and it's known. I've heard that smart people go there.
Yeah.
And she got
Could it be, Will? Again, not defending, giving the benefit of the doubt. I've been in some situations where something that I guess was obvious or common knowledge had somehow skipped my radar for how X amount of years I've been on this earth. Is it possible that maybe she just skipped astronomy, you know, the planets in third grade, and it just missed her radar by chance? Because I know that I've been in some situations where I didn't know something that many people thought was just common knowledge. And I remember feeling like very dumb when those things were exposed, but it's not that I couldn't have learned them. It's just that they missed my radar, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
Is that fair?
Fair statement, but I just feel like, and you know, feelings don't really mean anything, but I feel like she doesn't. I don't know. Like, I just don't understand how you don't know that the moon is in gas.
I mean, not everyone is interested in space and the planets. Listen, like we are, you know.
At least if she would have been like, the moon is made out of cheese. Okay. Everybody knows that when the cheese moon goes in front of the gaseous sun, the eclipse happens. That feels less dumb to me than what she said. Maybe I'm biased here, but that's less dumb. Saying, because at least there's some context there. At least there's some, when the cow jumps over the moon on the third equinox, an eclipse happens. The cheese moon goes in front of the sun. Like, at least there's some context clues there of things that you've, you know, there's nursery rhymes and you know, tropes and stuff about how the moon's made of cheese. But I don't know. And it sounds like you're right. Obviously, she doesn't know what she's talking about. Quite
old as hell. Like, maybe, you know, Alzheimer's. Yeah. She just kind of, oftentimes when I'm on the radio, I'm like, what am I even talking about? And I just start saying words, kind of filling it in. You know, the moon's gas. Like, but you're just trying to make a point. Doesn't need to be right or anything. Where was she? Was she giving like a graduation speech at an elementary school? I don't know.
She was at an elementary school.
Oh, okay.
She was talking about, let's see, she was in that at Booker T. Washington High School in Houston. That's where she was. I'm just dumbfounded. And have you ever seen the guy who asked if Guam was going to tip over? Are you familiar with that one?
Nope.
Hank Johnson, another just phenom. Let's see, Hank Johnson, Guam. Got to find that now. Doing it on the fly. And let's go ahead and play the. I want to make sure we're not getting any commentary here. 216. Can I just get the clip? I just want the clip. I don't want any commentary with it. All right. Perfect. I found it, Anna.
All right.
So share this tab instead. And let me know you can hear. You got it, right?
Yeah.
Island that at its widest level is what, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
Small island, and about 24 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide at the least widest.
Narrowest?
Place on the island, and about 20 about 12 miles wide on the widest part of the island. And I don't know how many square miles that is.
Don't worry about it, Hank. Don't worry about it.
Wow, that's painful. You
happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The the Guam population, I think, currently about 175.
I mean, you know.
Doesn't that give you hope, though? You're like, well, if he was able to pull that off, I could probably accomplish a few things. But
this is what I mean. Like, who is... I just don't believe that... I'm sorry. And I just don't believe that they have the aptitude to get to where they are. Somebody must be dragging them along and go, you know, we know that there's a deep state, right? We do know that. That's not a conspiracy anymore. There must be somebody. She met somebody at Yale, obviously some sort of skull and bones person or something, and be like, you know, I don't know how she got there. Maybe she's not as dumb as she sounds. And, you know, maybe it caught on her bad day, but I've seen her a few videos of her and she seems dumb. I like dumb people. Some of my best friends are dumb and they're great people. Okay. So you don't know, we're establishing now you don't have to be smart, but I feel like if you're going to run a campaign and be in the cutthroat industry of politics, you have to have some sort of good head on your shoulders. And I feel like this is one of those occasions where somebody saw her at a dinner for schmucks, like Skull and Bones brought her to a Yale dinner for schmucks. You got to meet this lady. She's awesome. And then they went, okay. And then they said, hey, let's make her a Congress lady. She's going to be loyal. She's going to be happy to be there. And she's going to be fun. She's going to be fun to hang out with. And now we got, you know, giant moon gas lady as our Congress lady since 1995. How many years is that?
Almost 30.
She ain't going away. She's 74. She's going to be there forever. Forever. Until she dies, she'll be there. She's got a stronghold.
Uh-huh.
Seat there.
Yeah.
It's just hard to fathom that these people, I don't know what's Hank Johnson up to. Is he still around? I wonder. I think he is. Probably Hank Johnson, politician. Share this tab instead. Serving at the U.S. since 2007. He's been there not that long. Not, that is not 1995, but 2007. We're talking almost 20 years here. He's still there. This looks like another one. Where somebody goes, it's a dinner for schmucks, Skull and Bones. What's his background? Education, Clark Atlanta University. Okay, not exactly, you know, particularly great school. Never heard of it. Texas Southern University for his Juris Doctor. So, okay, so he's not Yale. But I don't know. And maybe, you know, you get into these small towns, you know, he's at the prestigious Clark Atlanta University in Atlanta. And you kind of just make friends. Like, I think Hank Johnson could potentially do this stuff. I just don't believe that Sheila Jackson Lee got to that position on her own.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I don't know. It's just, it's dumbfounding because they're not the only ones. There's a lot of idiots. Just complete. And both sides, these happen to be Democrats. Okay. So I'm sorry, but that's the, and obviously you could bring up like Donald Trump, for example, saying dumb stuff. I get that. And I guess that's the ultimate, you know, place of power where you're president. And I just don't think Trump's dumb.
No.
I think he talks dumb, but I don't think he is dumb.
He's certainly not dumb at all. He talks like a common person. He talks like we would like to talk. He leaves the corporate jargon at home. And I think a lot of people find that refreshing because a lot of people who have corporate jobs, and I've never really quite had one, but I do, you know, have a lot of, I am involved on the social media sometimes. I do go on Instagram and there's a lot of like funny videos and memes about people who have corporate lives and how they have these fake personalities and they have to like gear themselves up to say things like, put a pin in it and circle back. And, it's a completely different personality, because when you're with your friends and people you're comfortable with, you're swearing, maybe using a few racial slurs, doing cocaine. Like, you don't care. You're not talking like that. But then you have to, it's, you're putting the suit on and it's also on your tongue, if that makes sense. And Trump's like, I got a few money. I can do whatever I want. I don't have to put on that persona. This is just who the F I am. And I think that that is why, at least initially, he had so much support, because people had never seen a politician acting like not a politician, and people found it very refreshing. So no, I don't think he's dumb. I don't. And he knows that people like that about him, so he leans into it. If he started talking like Obama tomorrow, everyone would hate that. We want him to be Trump. That's why you go to the rallies, because you can say some crazy stuff, you know?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. I feel like I'm being biased here. I'm trying to think of a Republican congressperson who's dumb. I've heard some people say crazy things, but not dumb stuff. I'm sure I must be missing something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's been hundreds, if not thousands, of Congress people. I'm sure not all of them were the best and brightest. And that's okay. Isn't that kind of what you want? A representative republic that is representative of the people that may not be that bright? Or do you need these people, you feel, like these thought leaders and people can kind of wade through things better than the rest of us to be the chosen few who get to make these, you know, elite decisions for the rest of us? I don't know how I quite feel. I think I would want someone who is competent, but like you can relate to, you know?
Yeah.
Those are people I think that at least, forget about president, but at least in the elected legislative body, you want people who can understand your issues, but they're competent enough to try to move legislation in a way that will actually make things better. I'm not even going to say solve the problem. No problems are solved, but, you know, move it a degree in the right direction.
Joe said Ana Paulina Luna, which I don't agree. I don't think she's dumb.
No, she's not dumb. She's not dumb. She's maybe a conniving B word.
Yeah.
A B word.
That's
maybe an A word.
An A word?
But not R word.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It is weird. But you know, it's like, and I do like that, Ana. Like I like the idea of, it used to be, Congress used to be filled with like farmers, and you know, before the industrialized world came along where everybody's sitting at a computer for 12 hours, there was like people who had real jobs, like supplying the country with food and their communities with food, and people were farmers, didn't have high school educations. And I don't like the fact that people would give like AOC crap because she was a bartender, and they say, oh, you're just a bartender. Good. I would love it if there was a bartender. I think it's the opposite. She made a really good PR move of saying that I'm just a bartender. No, she was an intern for Ted Kennedy.
Yeah. And she went to Brown University. Like, she wasn't just some, you know, schlum working at a bar that had no perspectives. You know, it's like she was doing all those things and happened to work at a bar. Was it right before she even, was it one day a week? I don't know. So she could just say that she was a bartender. But yeah, it was a great PR move because she was, quote, a woman of the people, or I don't even know if that's how she's identifying.
Or from that. That's what's, and then the stupid, you know, the criticism is you're just a bartender. And it's like, you're getting it wrong. She's not a person of the people. She's really led a very privileged life. Sandra has led a very privileged life.
Sandra?
That's her name.
That's her real name?
Yeah.
For real?
Yes. See, tricksters. Dirty tricksters, dirty politicians. That's what they do, man. They're good at their jobs, I'm pretty sure. I don't want to say disinformation. Let me see. I'm checking.
It's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but
I think her real name's Sandra.
I mean, I would love that to be true. So
it's not showing up on Wikipedia, but that doesn't mean, oh, there we go. Spanish Sandra. That's her Spanish name, I guess. Alexandria translates as, I don't know. Now I'm unsure. I don't know. But she's not, you know, like I said, she's not like a a bartender. She's a clerk for Ted Kennedy. Yeah. So she, I don't know. It was a brilliant PR move. So I don't know. Now I'm kind of like, maybe we need, I liked that John Fetterman was brain dead when he got elected.
Sounds like he's being resurrected, much like Christ.
He's weird. He is back, and that stroke has totally changed him. He's based now, John Fetterman.
You mean because he's like siding with Israel and stuff?
He's siding with Israel and stuff. He's saying he's not woke.
It's great, but I mean, like, have you lost your mind? I don't think you're going to win re-election. You need to go back to stroked out John Fetterman.
No, right? No, no. Because, listen, people at the end of the day, too, if they're Democrats, if Donald Trump was running and he was a Democrat in Pennsylvania, they would vote for him. Democrats are going to vote Democrat, no matter what. Republicans are going to vote Republican. There's a very slim, you know, you're counting on a very slim margin of like something like 10% of people who might get out to vote, might not, aren't particularly, you know, engaged. Those are the votes you're fighting over.
Yes.
Like, how do I feel that day? I like
to mobilize the apathetic people out there. Yeah.
Or just the people who are like, I guess I'll go vote. I don't know. And they go and they go, well, I like this guy's sign more, so I guess I'll do that. That's really what you're counting on. You're not, there's most of the people who are registered are going to vote their party line blue no matter who, right? I mean, that's the whole thing.
Most of the time, yeah. Yeah.
Red, blue, dead.
Yeah.
No matter who.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter, but that's weird. And I wonder if the condition that he has, that stroke that John Fetterman from the great state of Pennsylvania, the senator now there, had anything to do with that. Because he was kind of like supposedly labeled this like very progressive man. And he had that succubus wife that was
Asian woman or something.
No, I think she was in a cross the border illegally to the south.
Venezuelan. She was something.
Venezuelan, yes. She's definitely from south of the border. And then he got this like kind of mantra of being like this, you know, progressive. He's going to be the next progressive leader of this country. Progressive, capital P. And then he's just like, nah, I'm not woke. I don't like any of that stuff. His wife's gone. I don't know where she is. She's not in the media anymore. She's not on the news. It's, I don't know. It's interesting. But do you need, no, you don't need to be smart. But again, just to bring it back and kind of tie this up with a bow here, before I move on to one more thing and then we go, you should at least know that the moon is not, you know, is not made of cheese. And you should also know it's not made of gas. That should be the cutoff to be a congressperson in the country.
Yeah. Unfortunately, sometimes you find that out when they're already 30 years deep. So
Godspeed, everybody out there. This was another thing that I saw. This is just another eclipse story. I think it's a good way to end. Florida, you know, on the map again during the eclipse because some lady went psycho and started shooting everybody.
If I may interject, she was from Georgia. So can we at least say that?
Yeah.
Right? Can we at least say that? It was on Florida ground, but it was a Georgian woman. Okay? Thank you.
Let's play this.
Bizarre story out of the panhandle. Troopers say a Georgia woman went on a shooting spree during the eclipse. This happened along I-10 up in Holmes County. FHP, she says she fired at this car here, claiming God told her to do it. That car's driver was hit in the neck, but he survived.
Is there any more? I want to see I could probably find it, right? Oh, no, this is something else. Dog survives vicious mountain.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, what a good time to carry out a crime like this. Really go out with a bang. And she was not killed, by the way. She went on a mass shooting and was not killed. She was apprehended by authorities. This is the lady in question here.
Huh. So,
yeah. Thoughts?
No.
Okay. I thought if anybody might have thoughts. She would. A crazed woman on a Florida interstate shooting two drivers because God told her to do so. Talon Nichelle Celestine, 22, left her Holmes County motel on Monday and told motel staffers that she was directed by God to go on a shooting spree in relation to the total solar eclipse. Which you got to admit, with how, you know, we talk about a lot how mental health is in this country, how everybody is, you know, hurting mentally. I can't believe there's not more of these. That's pretty good that on the solar eclipse, we got one Looney Tune that went and shot people up on the street. I mean, the odds of that.
Pretty good odds. Pretty good odds. Yeah. Most people kind of work within the boundaries of normal. You know, everybody has their issues. Everybody's kind of crazy in some weird way. But for the most part, we always cooperate. And even when I see, you know, like an accident on the street or, you know, which happened all the time, you got to think about all the times it doesn't happen where there was a close call or people are just cooperating. They follow the lights. They stop at the stop sign. They put on the blinker. You know what I mean? Merging. Like, you think about merging and how many times there could go, something could go wrong and it doesn't. It's pretty incredible. Humans are pretty cooperative species for the most part.
Yeah.
Obviously, they go rogue often, but more often than not, they're cooperators, you know?
I do. And that is very true. The amount of interactions based off of the amount of actual things that happen. A lot of things happen, but only one, an event like that, an eclipse over the United States. Some people say that eclipses have the power to transport, which apparently I've been transported because I'm still frozen, but they have the power to transform you to another timeline. You could be totally living a totally different life, slightly different, you know, if you live off that mythology. But only this lady just said, I'm going to do it. And there was other people who thought about it. You know that. There was other people who had it locked and loaded and ready to go. And then went, nah.
Not worth it.
Not today. But this lady's like, who's coming with me? I'm going to the loony bin, quite literally.
Yeah.
Everybody went, no, that's too much. Out of 300 and, you know, now we have the new population that's arrived over the past few years.
The newcomers? The newcomers?
The newcomers to our country, our land. So our population's probably gone up by a few million since then.
330 million plus or minus 20 million.
Yeah, something like that. You know, who's counting? Not the census. The census is going to be very busy in a few years. But, you know, out of all those people, it was just this one lady who said, I'm in Florida. I'm going out with a bang.
Pretty good.
She didn't even. Yeah, pretty good. Well done.
Well done, America.
I got to say, I don't know what happened throughout the world. You know, I don't pay attention really to what's happening in any other place really outside of my own community, maybe my own country. I see some stuff that comes across my screen every now and again. And I went, you know, people were pretty well behaved with this solar eclipse.
They certainly are, especially when you think about, you know, maybe how Haiti might be handling things and how Haiti has always handled things. Yeah, I think America's doing pretty good in that regard. But we always compare ourselves to ourselves, which I think is the right standard, you know, but it's also kind of important to have a perspective of, okay, it's not that bad. Not yet anyways, you know, you go, okay, we don't have Mr. Barbecue as our leader who is decimating people in public and lighting them on fire and maybe, you know, having a sandwich made out of human flesh. At least we're not there. So I have hope.
Again, I'm just amazed. I've, you know, well done. I just got to say well done, everybody. I'm so thrilled that this was the only issue we had for the solar eclipse. I'm glad. I hope everybody got to look directly into it for just a second like I did. I still have a little bit of, still kind of see it, you know, in my left eye. And that's a good thing to carry with through the rest of my
memory
life.
Memory you'll always have.
The memory I always have until 2041 when I will be standing hopefully in somewhere close to here and I will be staring directly because I'll be old. I don't need my eyeballs anymore and I'm just going to look right into it and then maybe do a mass shooting. I don't know what's going to... I'm kidding. Obviously, please don't... I'm kidding. Not going to do that. Maybe. That's it. That's the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thank you, Anna Hummel. You can catch her on the Bubba the Love Sponge show. wherever that place. And you can check me out on the weekly checkup on the Bones Saturday mornings and willsyoutube.com, hmbradio.com, and on your favorite podcast app. I got extra content that's only available over there. So go check me out. For Anna Hummel, my name's Will Koontz. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Farewell.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.